Good morning, everyone. We want to thank you, the members of the media, for joining us this morning. Today is a very important day. Today, thousands of people are gathering here in Manhattan, sending a message to Washington, to the White House, and to Congress. We must end this war in Iraq. It must be ended now. All of our troops must be brought home. But we also know that ending the war in Iraq is only the first step in turning this country around. We march today demanding an end to the attack on our civil liberties and civil rights. We march demanding an end to the attack on women's rights and labor rights. We march in solidarity with the immigrant communities, not only in New York, but around the country, who are demanding their full rights. We march because the environment, which we share with the planet, is under assault, and the Bush administration ignores the problem every day. We are marching here today determined to set the agenda during the midterm elections. Every single person running for Congress has to answer to their own constituents and to the people of this country. What will they do to end the war? What will they do to turn this country around? Will they march with us? Will they be part of this great movement in history? Thank you.
All right. Next, I have one of our heroes today from the Granny Peace Brigade, Vinnie Burrows, one of the 18 that was arrested this week.
Thank you. It is not important that my name is Vinnie Burrows. What is important is that I was one of the 18 grandmothers arrested on October the 17th, and it was a victory for all of us that when the charges of disorderly conduct were charged against us, the judge ruled that we were not guilty. We were exercising our First Amendment rights to peaceably assemble and petition the government for redress of grievances. We are saying, as grandmothers, and I am a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother, we are saying that the war in Iraq is also a war against the poor people of the United States of America. We are spending billions to occupy, destroy, and invade another country, where in our own country, housing is at a crisis, healthcare is a crisis, education is a crisis, mass transit is a crisis. We are so pleased and happy and proud that the media is here. We want the media to be there when the bodies of our fallen young men and women come home. Those body bags need to be in print on electronic. We are fighting a useless, immoral, and unjust war. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have a very important person from New York City, a leader, the president of the Transit Workers Union Local 100, Rajesh Toussaint.
All right, thank you. Okay, I just came, as you know, from doing a few days in jail. And what does this have to do with Iraq? The war in Iraq is linked to the war at home. At home, we just did some jail time because they need to silence the fight back movement at home. We just did some jail time because they are attacking pensions and health benefits and living standards at home while they are waging a war abroad, spending $1 billion a day abroad to conduct a war against the Iraqi people while they are claiming that they don't have money for pensions, health benefits, living standards, education for American workers. A government that can't provide health benefits, pensions, education for its own has no business telling people around the world how they should live, has no business conducting an illegal war across the world, has no business at all. We need our troops home, and everyone here needs to emphasize at every opportunity that the war in Iraq is linked to the war at home against working people, and we will be conducting this war, and there'll be more and more sacrifices called upon. Just as we did some jail time, there'll be more sacrifices called upon before we're able to turn this around, and turn it around we will. Thank you.
My name is John Wilhelm. I'm president of Hospitality Industry of Unite Here, representing garment, clothing, and hotel workers across this country. There are more union members participating in this great action today than in any anti-war activity in this country in the last 50 years. And there's a reason for that. And the reason, as Roger just said, is that there's a direct connection between the war against the living standards and the rights of the American people and of working people and union members and the war against Iraq. Working people and their children are the victims of Iraq. They ought not be killed and wounded and maimed and crippled over there. And when we bring them back home, we ought to be taking good care of them instead of abandoning them as we did the veterans of the Vietnam War. So there are more union members here today than in any such action in the last 50 years. There is something happening in this country, something profound. We'll see it today in the streets of New York. We'll see it Monday in cities and towns all over America when immigrants and the supporters of immigrants take to the streets. There is something profound and powerful taking shape in this country, and not a minute too late.
Steve Kramer from the United Healthcare Workers East. We witnessed in our state 14 hospitals closed during the course since this war has started. We witnessed in our state 10 nursing homes closed during the course of this war. We've witnessed almost $300 billion spent on a war, which needs to be spent here. The people of the United States are not more secure because of the war in Iraq. In fact, we're less secure. And what they promised, that the gas prices would go down and that there would be oil revenues from Iraq, has never happened. And now we see gas prices at $3, and you don't see the government talking about rolling back prices to $2 a gallon, and you don't see them talking about taking the profits, the windfall profits that they've given Halliburton and the windfall profits they've given ExxonMobil. And yet this state is fighting over the money that one week this state has been in Albany is fighting instead of passing for health care and putting the money where it belongs so our citizens can have better health care. They fight in the state, and the money is withered away to corporations and in places like Abu Ghraib that we witnessed as well. We need to put an end to this immoral and unjust war, and we need the money used for the people of the United States and for real homeland security in our country.
Hi, my name's Nancy Wolfarth. I'm Secretary-Treasurer of the Office and Professional Employees International Union. More importantly, I'm a co-convener of U.S. Labor Against the War. And we, for the first time, have been able to bring all of working people, all of labor together to fight against this war. We say that this war was entered into with lies, and that the biggest terrorist of all is sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and that's George W. Bush. And we have to get out in the fall and not elect phony Democrats who say they're against the war and then go ahead and support the war. We have to elect Democrats or other people who will support our demands for universal health care, for decent schools, for jobs with living wages, not minimum wages. And we have to end this war and stop the war that they're rattling about now on Iran. And so we have put together this coalition today. First time, I think, labor, environment, peace groups from all around the country have come together to say no to this war, no to Bush, and yes to working families, and yes to all of the people who struggle to keep this country working day in and day out, and yes to immigrant rights. Thank you very much.
All right. Moving on, we have now Military Families Speak Out Against the War. Nancy Lessing, the founder of Military Families, speak out.
Good morning. My name is Nancy Lessing. I'm a co-founder of Military Families Speak Out. My stepson Joe, my husband Charlie Richardson's son Joe, joined the Marines in 1998. In 2002, he was set to deploy to Kosovo. He told us at that time he would be ending up in Iraq, and indeed he did. We started Military Families Speak Out in 2002 with two families speaking out to prevent this war. We are now over 3,000 military families speaking out to end this war. What we saw was that it was wrong for the U.S. to invade Iraq. It was wrong to be occupying Iraq. There's no right way to do a wrong thing. I want to share with you part of an email we received this morning. The subject line was another mother in tears. She said, "I've been searching for someone who says the things that echo through my mind as the days pass since my son returned from Iraq. He's okay in body, but I have no idea who he is in spirit. He is pushing all his family members aside. He tells us that we can never understand what he has done. He says he wishes to start a new life away from all of us, and there is no way that God could love him anymore. He will not communicate with anyone in this very large Latino family of ours. I am truly at my wit's end. The last time we spoke was after he came back from Iraq in October 2005. He is due to return to Iraq in July. He has taken us off his notify in case of death list. I need to get involved in ending this war. Thank you for giving me a chance to pour my heart out. For this mother, for military families, for Iraq veterans, for the Iraqi people, for the people of this country and around the world, we say, not one more day.
Not one more dime.
Not one more life.
End the occupation.
Bring the troops home now.
And take care of them when they get here. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Now we have here with us this morning Academy Award winner Susan Sarandon. And she's coming up with the Shiro of all of us and of this country, head of the Gold Star family, Cindy Sheehan.
Hi, it's so great to see you all out here. You know, it's a very special day today because there's so many different organizations that are fighting for very specific changes in our country in different areas, domestic issues, labor issues. And the thing that everyone has come here to say is that none of these things can be addressed until the war is stopped, until that our kids are home and until the money has stopped being poured into this horrible lie of a war. I'm very happy to be here walking hand in hand with all of you. And I'm very happy to be in the position to introduce the woman who's standing next to me because, you know, she's the perfect example of somebody who started out just asking a question, just wanting to eat from that tree of knowledge, and she got kicked right out by the dad, you know. And she's an example for all of us of how empowerment starts and how important it is to take something, a loss like that, and turn it into something constructive and positive. She has opened her heart, she has opened her family, her time, and everything to try to make a personal face on this war that they would have us believe is happening somewhere in some kind of video game place. But it's not. It involves real families, real moms from across the globe with all kinds of political affiliations. And it's my great privilege to introduce the woman who's given that face to the cause, Cindy Sheehan.
Hi, I'm really proud to be here too, because you know what?
We are not the fringe. We are mainstream America. Two-thirds of this country realize that George Bush lied to us and the troops need to be coming home. He has the lowest approval ratings of any president besides the other war criminal, Richard Nixon. We are standing here to say that we are mainstream America, that we repudiate all the war crimes and crimes against humanity that are being committed by our government. We are here to say that we are not war criminals, and we are standing together to bring peace and justice to the people of Iraq. Bring our troops home, save Iraq. Bring our troops home, save America. And we are here saying that we are the true matriots of this country, that we are the ones that love our country. And to be anti-George Bush is to be pro-American. And we're standing here as not only true Americans, but true citizens of this world that want the killing of innocent human beings to stop. I had a dream this morning of my son. He was 3 years old. And he was telling me, "Let's go outside, Mom. It is so hard, and I do everything I do so there's no more Cindy Sheehans, whether Iraqi or American, that there's no more Casey Sheehans that are condemned to an early grave because of the lies and war crimes and war crimes against humanity of our regime, our fascist regime that's in power right now." And not only do we want the troops home from Iraq, we do not want the maniacs to invade Iran. We are standing here with the people of Iran to say that most of America is not on board with an invasion of your country. People tell me it would be crazy to invade Iran. Well, the people governing us are crazy. Don't put anything past them. Stop them. We have to stand together to stop them. Thank you for being here.
Now we have a woman who has been speaking out about what's happening in her country. She's been touring the country here in the United States at a great risk to herself. A sister from Iraq, Faiza al-Araji.
Thank you for being here. It's my pleasure to meet the good people in America who are against the war and who are against the occupation of my country. I have been here since 2 months with the women delegation from Iraq. And we went all over the country, and we met the American people in the church and in the university and different community. And I can see that the majority of this country, they are against the war. They are against the occupation of my country. You have to support Iraqi people. Pull out the troops. Leave Iraq for Iraqis. I can see after 3 years of this war, and I'm asking the American people every time when I meet them, who is the benefactor of this war? Who is the winner of this war? Iraqis and Americans are the victim of this war. We lost our children. We lost our sons and daughters. And you lost our sons and daughters. We lost our money. And you lost your money. And you are paying your tax money to kill more Iraqis. What is the benefit of this war? It is just for the thieves. It is just for the companies who are getting benefit of this war. Please stop this war. Pull out the troops. Stop building bases in Iraq to make Iraq the point of killing other people, killing other nations. Stop the war in Iraq. Stop the war in all the world. We want to make peace. Iraqis need peace, and American people need peace. So please make whatever you can do to stop this war and pull out the troops. Get your sons and daughters back home and leave Iraq for Iraqis. We can rebuild our country. We can imagine we can make our future by our own hands. Thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting Iraqi people. Thank you for supporting the mothers of Iraqi. Thank you for supporting the victims in Iraq. Thank you for everything you are doing to make the real change on the ground. Thank you.
Okay. Now we have a hero with us today, representing Iraq Veterans Against the War, Jeffrey Millard.
I want to start out not with my words, but someone else's. Dr. King stood in the Riverside Church in 1968 and uttered the words, "There comes a time when silence becomes betrayal." He later went on to say that that time has come for Vietnam. Well, I'm a part of an organization called Iraq Veterans Against the War. We're standing up to say that that time has come for Iraq. Silence has become betrayal. We have three very simple demands. President Bush, I will address you today. Not Baghdad or anywhere else, I will address you. You need to get on TV and give the following executive order. Our first demand, bring all troops home now. Exit is not a strategy, it's an executive order. Go on TV and let the American people know that we want all troops brought home now. Our second demand is to start taking care of those troops when they get home. No more cutting funding to the VA. Congress just passed $90 billion of emergency supplement for Iraq. Pass $90 billion emergency supplement to the VA and start taking care of the veterans you've created. Our third demand, the third thing that President Bush needs to do before he carts himself off to jail as a war criminal is to sign a complete and full reparation packet for the people of Iraq to make sure that the hundreds of billions of dollars that have gone into destroying the people of Iraq are the same funds that go into rebuilding Iraq and rebuilding the self-determination of Iraq. I would ask all people who've come to this march to go to IVAW.org and not just read my stories, but read the stories of all Iraq veterans against the war. Thank you.
And now, it is my honor to introduce my sister, my leader, my president, the president of the National Organization for Women, Kim Gandy.
Thank you, Olga. As we prepare to march today for peace, justice, and democracy, it's important that we hear women's voices. Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "It's not enough to believe in peace, one must work for it." And we're calling on every woman in this country to do your part now to make sure that we will live in a democracy here at home with peace and justice. One of my favorite comics, Elaine Boozler, said that when women get depressed, we go shopping or eat. Men invade another country. Have you noticed that when something is funny, there's often a really big grain of truth in it? And that's exactly why women around the world have been the peacemakers. We're not the ones who solve our disputes, large or small, with fists or guns. That's right. And that's why women have to be leading this, not only on behalf of peace in Iraq and against a war on Iran, but justice for the survivors of Hurricane Katrina who have seen too many broken promises. And for democracy here in our own country, where we have riggable voting machines and stolen votes and intimidation. I want to close with the words of another woman. Betty Williams said, as she accepted the Nobel Peace Prize, "One day they'll call a war and nobody will come." We're marching to make that happen.
All right, we have now a woman who is a sister of a Gulf War veteran in detention today, and she is with Families for Freedom, Angela Joseph.
Yes, Angela. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Angela Joseph. I came to talk about my brother Warren. He and I came to this country in 1987 with green card. Mom, a U.S. citizen, has sent for us from Trinidad. Within 6 months of coming to this country, Warren enlisted in the U.S. Armed Force. We were living in Bronxville, a pretty rough neighborhood, even for Brooklyn. He wanted to escape the drugs and crime. Warren served in the Army for 8 years. He even went for the first Gulf War. The Army trained him to kill or be killed. He was a brave soldier. He was recognized for returning to battle after an injury and successfully getting a vehicle and personnel out of Iraq safely. He received 13 Army Achievement Medal, 1 Commendation Medal, 2 Conduct Medal, and 2 certificate commending him for exceptional meritorious achievement. But when Warren came back to us, he was not the same person like so many veterans. He returned with various physical, mental, and physical ailment, including post-traumatic stress disorder. After serving 8 years in the United States Army, he became an alcoholic, a heavy smoker, and eventually a serious drug user. To support his habit, he turned to crime in 2001. He was convicted on a gun and tobacco charges and given 2 years probation in 2003. The government said he violated probation and sent him to jail for 6 months. Warren was a mess, as a sister seeing his life unravel was so painful and was angry. The government was not giving him, the veteran, any help with rehabilitation. They were just locking him up. Matter got worse in November 2003. When we thought Warren was coming back to us, the Federal Immigration Authority took him because he is not a citizen. During his military service, he applied to become a naturalized citizen twice. He paid for the fee and was interviewed by the INS, but he never finished his application. American give automatic citizenship to immigrant soldiers who die in the service, but for those who live, there is detention and deportation. On Monday, I went all the way to Washington, D.C. with hundreds of family like mine, immigrants and citizens fighting deportation at this very moment. Congress is talking about making the immigration law worse, but law already so bad they require veterans like Warren to be deported. Thank you.